I thought the way we competed in practice, the way our spirit, enthusiasm, much better than I anticipated in not having a padded practice. So in many ways, it was good. It was good for our team.
What did you anticipate?
Well, I didn't know, you know, because when you're sore, you know, and there's a lot of injuries, it's hard on a Wednesday sometimes to get them going after, you know, this close to playing a game with that many little nicks and things. So, you know, I thought that practice might start off slow as we worked through it, and then it would build and build and build. But that was not the case.
You're running out of padded practices, right?
Yeah.
How many more are you left?
Three.
Just three.
Yeah. Three for the rest of the season.
Yeah.
So a couple of weeks, you can't do it anyway.
That's right. That's right. I told him that this is not from here on out. This is just a day that we...
probably skip the Thursday night game week, so you got to skip another week.
Yeah, so we can make it work. Uh-huh. Yep.
Is J.J. Watt the best pass rusher you'll face this year?
Yeah, I think combination, you know, impact player, disruptive player, not only at the point of attack, but even on plays away. Mm-hmm. You know, he's disruptive. So, and then obviously you have to be concerned about the pass rush. So, as a total player, extremely good, extremely good.
Thus, you praised Andre Branch on Monday. What's been kind of the keys for him getting going?
Yeah, well, you know what? I think it was kind of a process for Andre, and here's how I saw it. I thought the first thing that we worked on was his effort, every play in and play out. And that was the first thing that went out. And then I thought that his effort, as you felt, as we've had a chance to meet, that it has gotten better each week. And then the next phase was, okay, now we need to feel you on your pass rush and develop an arsenal in your pass rush. And although he missed a possibility of a sack the second third down that we had, you felt him. He had hits in the quarterback, the games he's running. You're feeling him become more active in that. I just feel a guy that's gaining more and more confidence, more and more confidence. And I think it all stemmed from starting out with his effort.
And then what are the areas that are still kind of holding him back a little bit?
Well, I think just the consistency and just now keep going, Andre. Your effort's good. You're starting to develop an arsenal. Now the next step, let's see the production, you know, where, you know, you take that where as a pass rusher on third downs and first and second down, that you're even more active. So that's his next step.
Did you have a chance to meet with Cecil at all in the last couple of days?
Yeah.
Did you guys get some things figured out?
Yeah, no, it was great. Great meetings. I think, you know, what I told Cecil was, like I told you before, as long as you're not bringing teammates down, that would be concerning to me. But knowing Cecil and knowing his heart and knowing what he's all about, that was not his intent. There's going to be some players that are frustrated, and we understand that. Maybe he didn't say it the right way. You can talk to him if he would maybe have said it differently. But I understand where he's coming from. I just don't want that to have a feeling like it's open door policy, mm-hmm. and you know we have a whole team doing it. And I don't think it will go there. It just felt differently. You know, when I visited with him.
Why talk about it in front of the entire team? What's the, to kind of put it to rest?
No, just to say, hey, let's not make this a habit.
Okay.
You know, let's not, it's not an open door policy, you know, to, you know, to open up.
To complain.
Yeah, that's right. That's rule number two. You know,
specifically publicly, or at all.
What's that?
In other words, not make it an open door policy. Well, don't do it publicly or don't.
To me, I think it's, you know, what I think for Cecil, it's not representing Cecil well. And he made the comments. And that was my challenge to him. It doesn't represent you as well as who you truly are. So you got to be careful making those comments because people will perceive you differently. And I just don't think you want to go there. And so it was more for him. And I said, I think of Cecil in very high regard, or in high light. And I said, I want others to see him in that same light. And when you make comments like that, sometimes they can be perceived differently. And I think that's a lesson for our team as well.
As a typical wide receiver, so receivers are always bitching.
Yeah. Anybody else? No, you know what? You know, Cecil, he's targeted what? The ninth most targeted receiver in the league. You know, so we're trying to give him opportunities, but I don't want to steal that spirit of him being that competitive. You know, good receivers, they want the ball. So that's okay.
Were you thinking that there might be some of that kind of stuff anyway, just after the way the season's gone at some point?
Well, I don't want to be naive. And I'm sure there might be feelings, you know, that are going on. But, you know, I think the policy we have is they may come to me. and just say, hey, Gus, explain this. And a lot of those things, I think, can be really softened or lightened through communication. And that's why I challenge our position coaches and our coordinators, and myself included, to really just communicate with the players and let them know up front what's taking place. And they understand the game plan and how things operate. And at times, maybe the game plan doesn't fall into place exactly like we want because of looks or how they're doing things, and things happen.
Have you been through seasons or portions of seasons that you're drawing on right now in terms of how to handle, you know, not only the record, but also some of these things that are now...
Right. Yeah, I think so. I think in a lot of my experiences, I try to use all of them. Fort Lewis College, small Division II school in Durango, Colorado. It was a program that they were looking to cut football. You know, they said, if we don't get this turned around, we're going to drop football. And that was my first year there. And, it was getting guys laid in, and we knew we were going to struggle, and then just keeping the attitude and the work ethic up through the whole season. Eventually it got to where, you know, you're 6-4, and you built it, and the program's still going, you know, and they're doing well. So I think even those experiences, you know, you draw from to see, you know, how things should be and how to put it together. But I think for me, it's to stay strong in my conviction. This has been really, the record, all that's not what we've hoped to be at this point. But it's been a great challenge for me, an exciting challenge for me, because it's really challenged my convictions and really has challenged that. And that part has been a great experience.
How did the challenge go so far?
Good. Am I the same as I was? You try. I'm sure, you know, hey, don't change. Well, you try not to, but I'm sure we all change during the whole thing. But you try not to. You try to stick to who you are.
You go close to the door, bang your head against the wall.
No, I don't do that. No.
How did Buzz Leslie look today?
He did good. Did a good job. It's a different feel. That's why I was just talking to Duff. I said, how'd it feel now with Buzz back? He said, well, it feels different. Mm-hmm. You know, it feels different.
Did he go full?
Yeah, because we weren't in pads. So, he took a lot of the reps. I don't know how many he was, you know, we had this as limited because of, the pads. But he took a majority of them.
Your special teams have some pretty good stats.
Yeah.
I'm kind of surprised because you brought in so many new
ones. Yeah, I think it's cool. I mean, here it was, the preseason game, and the second preseason game. It was like, oh, what's going on? But really, I mean, to bring guys in, 12 guys off waivers, 27, 28 new guys, whatever it took place, and to form them into a unit that is producing at a high level is great. It's great. It's a credit to Mal. And I think that we talked earlier that we were going to compete to help build the bottom part of our roster. And that's what we tried to do with a number of guys, 230, whatever it is now. You know, but I think it was all with the idea of, can we, through the waivers, picking up guys, can we build it to where our special teams is making great progress? So I think it's you don't want to get too caught up in stats, but we may use this one, you know, Vito? It's to our benefit. So,
usually the 4-9 defense, you stop the run, make them one-dimensional, and you take control of the game.
Yeah.
You stop the run and throw 400 yards.
Yeah.
How does that computer?
Yeah, you do. You try to – it is. There's a lot of things, I think, in that game that you said went as planned. Hey, we've got to control the run. Hey, good job. We've got to get really good field position for our offense. And we did that on the 50 and the 45, those things. We got to take care of the ball. And through the first, three quarters, we did that. So there's a lot of things that we had hoped would come together, did come together. But you're right. Now they're in the passing mode. And we gave up, 8 explosive plays again. And I think it comes back to those explosive plays that, we really got to slow down in the passing game. And some of them were missed tackles. The long one, we went for a strip after we missed a tackle rather than just get them down. You know, things like that are all good learning opportunities for our guys.
How does Josh Evans look? He
did better today. I think in the game, Vito, I think there was a couple of games ago when we started split time with him and Winston. I think that helped Josh. There was a couple plays in the game. We expect more from him. But overall, I think that Winston coming in there and taking some of the reps has really regained his focus.
Why, you think he was getting worn down?
I don't know. You know, because he's not hurt. Uh-huh. He's not banged up or anything. So he stayed pretty healthy through the whole thing. So I think, you know, sometimes you just, through competition or through one-on-one visits, somehow every once in a while you got to refocus these guys. I thought a good story was Brandon Dietrich. I think that he was a guy that we talked to and tried to get his focus back, and I thought he did a nice job in the Arizona game. He elevated his level of play, that's for sure. And I think, you know, that's kind of maybe what happened with Josh, too. You get their focus back right.
Did you talk to him then like you talked to Dietrich?
No, not this game. No, I didn't. Hey, but I will this week. No.
Lonnie Pryor goes to Tampa.
Yeah.
What was that conversation like? You were going to move him up? Or?
Yeah, I know Dave and I talked about it, and we were going to try to move him up. But I talked to Lonnie. Lonnie is a great person, great guy. And I think he just saw it as an opportunity where, under his assumption, that he was going to go there and play right away. And I could not make that promise to him. Right. You know, I couldn't look Lonnie in the eye and tell him that. I'd say we would try, but I cannot make that statement. And I just wanted to, I think it's important for integrity, and I know how I handled that situation. I want the players to understand that when I talk to them about these things, it's going to be the truth.